Come one, come all, come gather around. Come hear tales both lost and found. Finally a show not about true crime. It's David and Michael's Storytime.
Ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, welcome back to another episode of Storytime. The one that has to be quarantined from women, children, and animals. Well, that's David Miller.
And the one enforcing that quarantine with a firm hand, well, that's Michael Santel.
David, I got a 6-foot pole, and I would like you to be on the other side of it as much as possible.
I will tell you, I'm pretty sure my quarantine is about done. I am good to go. I did not catch COVID.
Yeah, well, listen, test yourself tomorrow as well.
I've tested every day this week. I have not caught COVID.
That being said, though, you look good. You don't sound like a COVID person, so I feel like you dodged that bullet.
I think I did. I'm really glad I did, because that bullet was aimed right at me.
Yeah, you neo-dodged this bullet, even though everyone else on that airplane received COVID.
Yeah.
Well, David, I'm glad that you have airplanes in mind. You have flight on the mind.
We had another bird story. Yeah, we left off without doing the second bird story last time.
David, it's time for a bird story.
I have a quick question before we get into the actual story. Where do you land? And this is, I'm opening a can of worms.
At LAX, David. I land at LAX.
No, that's where I landed. That's where I almost got COVID.
Burbank if I'm lucky.
Yeah. Where do you land on hashtag birds aren't real?
Oh, okay. I thought you were about to be like, free Palestine. I was like, oh my God, we're going to have to address this.
I hope I know where you land on that.
At LAX. Or yeah. I guess it would be back in Israel. Yeah, birds are very real. I have a family of women that are bird watchers, a very good friend of ours, and sometimes podcast guest Sarah Parga. Mm-hmm. She is into birds. I have seen birds and books about birds. So maybe there's a Mandela effect going on, but I am on the side that birds are real.
Okay. I was thinking about this in the last week or so. Not that I am on board with birds aren't real. Birds are real. But I was trying to think of, like, what conspiracy theory, if I found out it turned out to be true, would kind of most blow my mind. And the first one that came to mind was birds aren't real, because that would mean that throughout history, it had been such an elaborate cover-up.
not UFOs, not life after death, not any of that
stuff. No, like if I find those to be true, I'll be like, oh, damn, that's crazy. But if I find out that through all of human history, birds are fake and is some kind of ploy, that would absolutely destroy my view on reality.
Well, listen, we're in the strangest timeline. I think that's very evidently true. Mm-hmm. So whatever Mandela effect has taken place has gone back in time. And the Brothers Grimm, chapter 96, page 348 of your reader book, has wrote a propaganda piece called The Three Little Birds.
I was going to say, if the Brothers Grimm come down firmly on birds aren't real, that'd be really funny.
I promise you, I will scour this book to find you a birds aren't real story. That being said, David, I need to hear your predictions. David. Oh, yeah.
The Three Little Birds?
The Three Little Birds.
Okay. So part of me wants to just say that this is going to be the Grimm's Brothers versions of the Three Caballeros.
Sure, sure, yes.
We got Donald Duck and then two other birds I can't remember the name of.
The Latin Donald Duck, I believe, is what their names were.
Like a parrot and a Spanish bird of some kind. Yeah. I can't remember. The Three Little Birds. So part of me is like, oh, this could be one of those things where, like, see, but I feel like since we've had a story just like the idea I just had, we probably won't, but knowing the Grimm's Brothers, we could very well just repeat it.
I feel like they put these stories in order of how similar they were to the last story, so I think you're on the right page.
So my thought was like, oh, like, a man has three sons and the sons get turned into birds, like that kind of a thing. So I guess I'll go with that. Three birds, three people get turned into three birds. each, making 9 birds.
Just like the 9 swords on X-Men 97.
I've seen like 4 episodes of that.
Oh, you gotta keep going, David.
I know. The last one I watched was when Jubilee got pulled into the video game.
Okay. Yeah. Episode 5 is a banger. Episode 6, whatever. 7 and 8, though, are hot dog.
Okay. So, I'm going to say, just go with, people get turned into birds, and maybe then, like, they just, like, help another person, like, with their quest, you know?
Sure.
Like, sometimes, like, people turn into birds, and then the quest is not, like, can we return ourselves from birds?
No, they just live a life as birds now.
Yeah. So I'm thinking maybe it's that. I'm going to go through the prediction list. I'm thinking rich man.
Well, David, I was going to say, before we have to do our pre-flight checklist, so please put your seatbelt on and your tray in the upright position.
Stop sending me back to the airport. I just didn't get COVID.
David, is this a rich man or a poor man?
This is rich man.
Are there talking animals?
Yes.
God involved?
No.
How many dead bodies are there?
Including animals, as long as the animals have a significant role or can talk. I'm going to go low today. I'm going to say 2.
Okay. How many...
Damn it, it's going to be like 50 people die.
How many... are there any transformations?
Yes. That was part of my main prediction. And then...
What are the magical objects?
Oh, yeah. And then also, is there a forced marriage?
Oh, yes. Is there a forced marriage?
Yes. Or marriage as the reward, I guess.
Okay.
Yes. And then if there are magic items, last time I was like 2 for 3 on the magic items. And I am going to say if there's magic items, there's going to be 3. One per bird, I guess. So I'm gonna go like one of them is going to be like a millstone or something similar. We've had those sometimes. One of them is going to be a cap or hat or some kind of headwear.
Okay.
I'm going to count neck jewelry as headwear.
Okay.
And then the other is going to be, I'm going to say like a mirror or a comb or like some kind of like a small thing that you would use as like for like personal grooming or for something like that. So like a hand mirror or a comb or a razor maybe, but
I love it. These are all solid wrong guesses. I'm very happy for them. Yeah. Wonderful. Well then, here is my message to you. It's the 3 little birds. About 1,000 or more years ago.
Christ. So this is minimum the year 850.
There were in this country nothing but small kings, and one of them lived on the Kuterberg and was very fond of hunting.
Okay, first of all, I was right with rich man. Second of all, short kings.
Hashtag short kings, everybody. This sounds like a dating profile. You know what I mean? Like location, what I'm into,
myself. I'm a little king.
There's a picture of him with like his hands folded and he's like he's on his knees and he's looking really dapper. He's like got like a big cup.
Yeah. There's another one of him outside with a lion that he like just hunted, right?
Yeah.
Like,
yeah.
And he's going to say he hunted it, but it was like pre-hunted for him by his like retinue.
If the camera scrolled to the right, you would actually see,
you'd see a whole team of hunters, two of which were maimed in the...
Yeah, listen. Okay, maybe a handful of dogs as well, but we don't see any of that. Once on a time, when he was riding forth from his castle with his hunters, 3 girls watching their cows upon the mountain, and when they saw the king with all of his followers, the eldest girl pointed to him and called to the other 2 girls, "If I do not get that one, I will have none."
She called dibs.
First off, I'm just so excited that women have agency in our story. It's so nice. I'm excited.
I did say I thought that the king was going to have like three sons get turned into birds. Turns out they're probably going to be three ladies turned into birds.
Now I'm a married man. So did they swipe right on these gentlemen on the other side of the mountain?
Are they going to be turned into actual birds, or are we just talking like old British slang for women?
It's a great question, David. It's a great question. Then the second girl answered from the other side of the hill and pointed to one of
across an entire hill at each
other. Yes, yeah, they're going back and forth. On the right hand, hello, hello. If I do not get him, I will have no one.
This is about the same king? They're both trying to claim the same king? Or?
The ladies are pointing at the group of the men going, I want to get me some of that.
But are they pointing to the same guy? Or are they being like, one's like, I want the king, and one's like, I'll take his hunter. Like, are they?
One, correct. One pointed at the king, but the other one pointed to the man that was with the king.
Gotcha. Okay. All right. Well, at least so far, there's no conflict.
Well, these, however, were the two ministers.
Oh.
The king heard all of this, and when he had come from the chase,
he heard all of it. They're screaming from a hilltop about
and it did not stop him from doing his activity. He still did his hunting things, but now he's ready to divert his attention.
Yeah.
He had the three girls brought to him and asked them what they had said yesterday on the mountain. This they would not tell him. So the king asked the eldest if she really would take him for her husband.
So that means he's like, hey, I heard you guys yelling on the hilltop yesterday. What did you say? And they're like, we're not telling. And he goes, okay, well, I heard what you said.
Yes. And the two ministers married her two sisters, for they were all fair and beautiful of face, especially the queen, who had hair like flax. David, it's a triple wedding is what it is.
Yeah, I love it.
But the two sisters had no children. And once when the king was obligated to go from home, he invited them to come to the queen in order to cheer her. For she was about to bear a child.
Okay.
You know, the ritual 1,000 years ago where the woman is given birth and we're all like, you can do it!
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
She had a little boy who brought a bright red star into the world with him.
What?
That line is never addressed whatsoever, ever again.
What?
He brought a red star with him, which I guess means he was circumcised, but that's for a different tale.
Interesting.
Then the two sisters said to each other that they would throw the beautiful boy into the water.
What?
Yeah, David, they saw that beautiful red baby. They're like, put that baby in the ocean.
Is this like a we're jealous because we didn't have...
It's a great question, David. I think lots of people are jealous of us breeders, but, like, we'll find out.
Says the childless man.
When they had thrown him in, I believe it was the Wesser, a little bird flew up into the air, which sang, to your death are you sped until God's word be said. In the white lily bloom, brave boy, it's your tomb.
Christ.
I don't know if Christ was there, but obviously God was.
This is another example of when the narrator just barely makes it so that it's now an actual person talking to you.
Yes, right? Yes.
They threw him in the river. I think it was the Wesser River.
Yes, yes, yes. That this was a true story 1,000 years ago. When the two heard that, they were frightened to death and ran away in great haste. Mm-hmm. When the king came home, they told him that the queen had birthed a dog. Then the king said, what God does is well done. But a fisherman who dwelt near the water fished the little boy out while he was still alive.
Sure
and his wife had no children. They reached him. They reared him is what I meant. Well, they reached him out
they
of the water.
They reached him in the water.
And then they reared him. When a year had gone by, the king again went away, and the queen had another little boy, whom the false sisters likewise took and threw into the water.
Okay, couple things. First of all, why does this king keep leaving right as his kids are about to be born?
I have to say, I do not like his intentions. He might have a side piece, David.
Second, why is he so okay with like, well, if she had a dog, she had a dog.
Yeah, listen, it's 1,000 years ago, okay?
God, it was real. God works in mysterious ways.
in mysterious ways.
Sisters are called the False Sisters, but not because they're not actually sisters, but because they're liars.
Listen, I don't know their lineage. There's no way to do DNA testing, so I don't know if they themselves have some sort of generational trauma.
Well, let's see if they have a dog, and then we'll know they're related.
Thank you, David. Thank you. When up flew the little bird again and sang, "To your deaths are you sped, until God's word be said. In the white lily bloom, brave boy, it's your tomb." And when the king came back, they told him that the queen had once more given birth to a dog, and he again said, "What God does is well done." And the fisherman, however, fished this one out of the water and reared him. Then the king again journeyed forth, and the queen had a little girl, whom also the false sisters threw into the water.
Okay.
Then again the little bird flew up high and sang, "To your death are you sped, until God's word be said. In the white lily bloom, bonny girl, it's your tomb."
Okay, at least we changed the words slightly.
Just a little bit. And when the king came home, they told him that the queen had delivered a cat. Then the king grew angry.
Yeah, it's a girl, you know what I mean?
Then the king grew angry and ordered his wife to be cast into prison. And there she was shut up for many years. In the meantime, the children had grown up. The eldest once went out with some other boys to fish, but the other boys would not have him with them and said, "Go away, foundling." they don't like it.
Yeah.
Thereupon, he was much troubled and asked the old fisherman if this was true. The fisherman told him that once when he was fishing, he had drawn him out of the water. So the boy said he would go forth and seek his father.
Hold on. The other kids knew that this boy was found in the river, but the fisherman had never told the kid that?
The other town's kids spilled the beans like,
"You're adopted.
You're adopted. Or they said some like mean shit like, "Your dad's actually the garbage man." And then he was like, "Dad, is that true?" And he's like, "No, your dad's not the garbage man. But I do have to tell you." Yeah, it's a sad situation. The fisherman, however, entreated him to stay, but he would not let himself be hindered. From at last the fisherman conceded. Then the boy went on his way and walked for many days and saw and at last he came to a great body of water by the river, of which stood an old woman fishing. "Good day, mother," said the boy. "Many thanks," said she, and you will fish long enough before you catch anything, and you will seek long enough before you find your father. How will you get over the water?" asked the woman. "God knows." And the old woman took him on her back and carried him through it and sought for a long time, but could not find his father.
Hold on.
Up. Can you hear my work computer dinging like a mad woman in the background? Okay, no. Great.
So he shows up. He finds a woman fishing, and he's like, "Hey, hope you catch fish," right?
Yeah.
More or less. And she's like, and she responds with, "Hope you find your dad."
Yeah. And she's like, "How are you going to find him?" And he goes, "God knows."
And he goes, "I don't know." Yeah.
And that touched her. And she was like, "Hop on my back. Let's go for a swim."
And then it turns out that it was Tess from Touched by an Angel.
That's right. When a year had gone by, the second boy set out to seek his brother. He came to the water and all fared with him just as with his brother. And now there was no one at home but the daughter, and she mourned for her brother so much that at last she also begged the fisherman to let her set forth.
Okay.
For she wished to go and search for her brothers.
Okay, sure. First of all, I don't think they used mourn correctly because they're not dead. They just left.
They're very sad about them leaving.
Second of all, I appreciate that the Grimm's brothers in this instance have taken a note that I've given them before and they didn't copy paste the exchange between the woman and the second boy. They were just like, "And the same thing happened."
Clearly they had a different editor at this point. Everyone's like, "This is redundant. We don't need this." Then she likewise came to the great body of water and said to the old woman, "Good day, mother. Many thanks, replied the old woman. May God help you with your fishing, said the maiden.
Oh, but then we fucking copy-paste it here.
When the old woman heard that, she became quite friendly and carried her over the water, gave her a wand, and said to her, go, my daughter, ever onwards by this road, and when you come to a great black dog, you must pass it silently and boldly, without either laughing or looking at it. Then you will come to a great high castle, on the threshold of which you must let the wand fall, and go straight through the castle and out again the other side. There you will find an old fountain, out of which a large tree has grown, whereupon hangs a bird in a cage which you must take down. Take likewise a glass of water out of the fountain, and with these two things, go back by the same way. Pick up the wand again from the threshold and take it with you. And when you again pass the dog, strike him in the face with it. But be sure that you hit him, and then just come back here to me.
This is insane. Also, okay, there was so much to that, but the first thing that caught my attention was she's like, go past the black dog, and you must go quietly and boldly. Do not laugh at it.
So, yeah, don't
so in my head, the dog is going to be doing like have you, okay, did you ever see...
Like juggling dogs?
Rover Dangerfield. It was an animated movie back in the, I want to say, 90s.
About
a dog who was Rodney Dangerfield.
I have not seen it, but in my mind's eye, I can absolutely see the dog. He's got the crazy eyes. He has like a trench coat on. Yes,
he's got a tie on.
And he's like, I gotta get some bones over
here. It's like
here.
Literally Rodney Dangerfield. Yes.
I know the reference. Yes.
Oh, man.
The maiden found everything exactly as the old woman had said. On her way back, she found her two brothers, who had sought each other over half the world. Then they went to the place where the black dog was lying on the road. She struck it in the face and turned into a handsome prince.
Okay, wait.
Went with them to the river.
It set us up for all these things they had to do, and then just skipped through all of them?
She did it. It was exactly like the old woman said, David. They got the note from the editor and were like, we're never writing these things again.
I wrote a lesson down that I've written before, and now I have to make a note afterwards.
Good. Add your addendum to it. There, the old woman was still standing. She rejoiced much to see them again and carried them all over the water. And then she too went away, for now she was freed. The others, however, went to the old fisherman, and all were glad that they had found each other again, but they hung the bird on the wall. But the second son could not settle at home, and took his crossbow and went hunting. When he was tired, he took his flute and made some music. The king was hunting too, and heard that and went there. And when he met the youth, he said, who has given you leave to hunt here?
Oh, yeah. I was just about to say, he's hunting in the same place the king is hunting? That might be not okay.
No one. To whom do you belong, then? I am the fisherman's son. But he has no children. If you will not believe, come with me.
Hold on. So it is a well-known fact in the town of the fishermen that the fishermen found children in the river.
Yes.
But that news hasn't made it to the king. Because the king is like, but the fisherman has,
the
like,
king,
famously has no children.
The king checked his ledger. There has been no reported births from that household, okay? He checked. Yeah. Then the king did and questioned the fisherman, who told him everything to him, and the little bird on the wall began to sing. The mother sits alone. There in the prison small. O king of royal blood, these are the children all. The sisters both so false, they wrought the children woe, there in the waters deep, where the fishermen come and go. Then they were all terrified, and the king took the bird, the fisherman, and the three children back with him to the castle, and ordered the prison to be open, and brought his wife out again. She had, however, grown quite ill and weak. Then the daughter gave her some of the water of the fountain to drink, and she became strong and healthy. But the two false sisters were burned, and the daughter married the prince. The end.
Christ.
All everything tied in a neat little bow.
The daughter married the prince.
The dog prince, David. The one she struck in the face.
Oh, right, because he turned into a prince. Right?
Yeah.
Okay. Jesus Christ.
Time for lessons.
Okay. All right. First, I have respect the dibs.
Yes, absolutely.
And they did, I guess.
I guess.
Except then they ruined that person's life.
They respected dibs, but didn't respect dibs. Because they respected the second dibs, but not the dibs that the wife had given birth to the children.
Yeah. This one should be a given, but I'm going to say it. Don't throw babies in a river.
Listen, David, I've been told that babies know how to swim. If you blow in their face and put them under the water, they'll just keep going.
I mean, early Bible story was about putting a baby in a river, and that worked out okay.
So. It worked out great. And technically, David, that was only like 2 years before the story was written. So that was common knowledge at the time.
Something I learned from this story, kings are not cat people.
They're not cat people. No,
he
they're
was
more...
fine when she was birthing dogs, but the moment she birthed the cat, he was like, to the dungeon with you.
Dogs have a place inside the house by the fireplace as man's best friend, but cats should be left on the streets to hunt mice and die by cars.
Don't out kids for being adopted if they don't know that.
It's very traumatic. You should really speak with
you
a professional.
You shouldn't be the one, unless you're the adopted parent of the child, you shouldn't be the one to tell the kid they're adopted.
100%. And from a true life story for myself, don't tell your child that their father isn't their father on a road trip to Utah where I can't leave the car.
You have told us that story before.
And I would like to let everyone know that that lesson really sticks home with me.
So here's the lesson that I've written many times before, and I felt like I was going to be frustrated because they were going to fall into the trap again. Just follow the directions.
Just follow the directions.
And then I made an addendum with, she did it.
Yeah. To me, this proves that women follow the instructions and men don't. I feel like so often, how many times have we been don't do this thing, and the guy instantly fucks up the moment he shows up.
And it was a long list of instructions, so,
The two brothers were like, fuck off on the other side of the river. Like, what the hell were they doing?
She just met up with them when she was done following the directions.
She followed all of the instructions.
The last one I have is something that this story seems to have done throughout the story, which is blame the women.
Yes.
At first, they blamed the woman having the dogs, quote unquote, threw her in the dungeon. And then when they found out they were wrong to blame that woman, they blamed the other two women.
Yes. I'm fine.
Now,
with...
to be fair, those other two women were to blame.
Yes, but listen, I think as a general rule of thumb, umbrella rule, blame all women and then move from there.
that's what this story is saying.
Yeah, listen, I don't understand why Melania is not in that same courtroom with her husband. I find her equally to blame. Now, David, I usually don't like to do this, but I have to skip a longer story, but okay. I found a shorter story. Great. Chapter 98, page 357, the classic comedy sports game, Dr. Know-All.
Dr. Know-All.
Okay.
Doctor. Oh, wow.
Is he a rich man or a poor man?
Poor man.
And
by he, do you mean Dr. Know-All or the man who goes to see Dr. Know-All?
Great questions. I'll let you figure out the story. Are there talking animals?
Yes. I think he knows all because the animals tell him shit.
Okay, that's a Dr. Doolittle situation. How many dead bodies?
Wait, did we have dead bodies in the last one? Did anyone die?
Yeah,
David,
the two women.
I did it. Okay.
Literally perfect score for you this time.
In this story, I think nobody dies.
Oh, I think that's actually correct. Are there any transfigurations? Transmogrifications?
No.
Are there any forced marriages?
Oh, and there was one in the last one, too. I guess it wasn't forced, but...
Yeah, she liked the dog.
The marriage was the reward.
The marriage was the reward. But she chose it, I think.
In this one, I think... Yes, I think there is one. Yeah.
What are the magic item? And then in parentheses, items.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Since we didn't really have them in the last one, I'm just going
to... We technically had the magic wand that she had to hit the dog. She had to drop it to the ground, then pick it up, hit the dog with it.
That's right. Well, then I'm gonna roll over my same items to this one. A hat,
a millstone, a cat, and a millstone. Okay, great. Well, here we begin then of the learned tale of Dr. Know-All. There was once on a time a poor peasant called Crab.
Poor man.
Crab, C-R-A-B-B.
Oh, love it.
Who drove with him 2 oxen, a load of wood to the town, and sold it to a doctor for 2 talkers. When the money... This is a human trafficking story, so this is going to be hard for
everybody. And this takes place in the modern day of 1805.
When the money was being counted out to him, which is crazy, it's 2 talkers.
It's 2 talkers.
Yeah. So it happened that the doctor was sitting at a table, and when the peasant saw how daintily he ate and drank, his heart desired what he saw, and he would willingly have been a doctor too. So he remained standing a while and at length inquired if he could not be a doctor. Oh, yes, said the doctor. This is soon managed. What must I do?
I love it if you ask a doctor, hey, could I be a doctor? And the doctor goes, oh, yeah, it's so easy.
To be fair, though, he asked him if he too could not be a doctor. And he said, oh, yes, said the doctor, that is soon managed. So this is what he needs. In the first place, buy yourself an ABC book of the kind which has a cock on the front piece. In the second, turn your car and your 2 oxen into money and get yourself some clothes.
Does that mean sell your cart and oxen or transform them into money?
Transform them into money, David. And whereupon else pertains to medicine. Thirdly, have a sign placed for yourself with the words, I am Dr. Know-All, and have it nailed above your door.
Okay. So, to become a doctor, I'm writing these down. Sorry.
David, you gotta have fancy clothes, you gotta have a sign, you need to have all the accoutrements, and you need to have a book of ABCs.
Yeah.
The peasant did everything that he had been told to do. When he had doctored people a while, but not too long, a rich and great lord had some money stolen. Then he was told about Dr. Know-All, who lived in such and such a village, and must know what had become of the money. So the lord had the horse put in his carriage, drove out to the village, and asked Crab if he were Dr. Know-All. Yes, he said. Yes, he was, he said. Then he was to go with him and bring back the stolen money. Oh, yes, but Greth, my wife, must also come. The lord was willing and let both of them have a seat in the carriage, and they drove away together. When they had come to the nobleman's castle, the table was spread, and Crab was told to sit down and eat. Yes, but my wife, Greth, too, said he, and he seated himself with her at the table. And when the first servant came with a dish of delicate fare, the peasant nudged his wife and said, Greth, this one is the first, meaning that was the servant who brought the first dish. The servant, however, thought that he intended by that to say, this is the first thief. And as he actually was so, he was terrified.
Hold the fuck on.
And said to his comrade outside, the doctor knows all. We should fare ill, he said. I was the first. The second did not want to go in at all, but was forced.
What?
So when he went in with the dish, the peasant nudged his wife and said, Greth, this is the second. The servant was much alarmed and got out. The third did not fare better, for the peasant said, Greth, this is the third. The fourth had to carry a dish that was covered, and the lord told the doctor that if he was to show his skill and guess what was beneath the cover. The doctor looked at the dish and had no idea what it was and cried, ah, poor Crab! When the lord heard that, he cried, there! He knows it! He knows has the money? Because under that dish was crabs, David.
Yeah.
On this, the servants looked terribly uneasy and made a sign to the doctor that they wished him to step outside for a moment. When, therefore, he went out, all four of the men confessed to him that they had stolen the money and said that they would willingly restore it and give him a heavy sum into the bargain if he would not denounce them, for if they did, they would have been hung.
Yeah.
They led him to the spot where the money was concealed. When the doctor was satisfied, he returned to the hall, sat down to the table, and said, "My lord, I will now search in my book where the gold is hidden." The fifth servant, however, crept into the stove.
Well, he opens it. It's an ABC book. So he opens the book to G and he goes, "Gold."
Into the stove to hear if the doctor knew still more. The doctor, however, sat still, opened his ABC book, turned the pages backwards and forwards, and looked for the cock. As he would not find it immediately, he said, "I know you are there, so you had better show yourself." Then the fellow in the stove thought that the doctor meant him, and full of terror, sprang out crying, "The man knows everything!" Then Dr. Knowall showed the count where the money was, but did not say who had stolen it, received from both sides much money in reward, and became a renowned man.
Christ.
David, the end.
Nobody died.
Nobody died.
Wow. That was, okay, sure. That was kind of funny. I like that.
Girth, this is the first. He knows it's me! David, let's go to your lesson.
All right. First and foremost, I know it said the word dainty, but I took this, like, especially how people would often read that word.
Sure.
These days. So I'm going to say, embrace your femininity.
Absolutely. There's two sides to everybody. Get a little masculine, get a little feminine. Put together those two symbols.
Yeah. And then I wrote down, to become a doctor, you need to follow these steps.
Yes, David. I was told this note was coming.
Be able to read.
Yes. It's a plus.
Sell everything you have.
Everything you own.
Medical school is expensive.
Very expensive.
Call yourself a doctor.
I feel like you gotta fake it till you make it. That's how I interpreted it.
And then get a sign.
Yes, yes. Yeah, listen, I see. Listen, if you see a sign from the Lord, that's how you know to do it.
Uh-huh. If you get to go on a trip or are invited to like a fancy to-do, include your wife.
Yes.
Bring your wife with you.
Absolutely.
You got a plus one, you should use your plus one.
100%. My wife is very tiny. She fits at most dinner tables.
Guilty consciences make the first move.
Yeah, that's very true.
That guy said nothing about the thief, and the thief was like, "Oh my god, he's onto me," you know?
Just like when we play chess, I always allow you to start first.
That's the rules.
No, that's your guilty conscience.
And then my last note is, you can bullshit your way through anything if you sound smart enough.
Yep. I mean, my other takeaway is that, like, just doctors run in rich circles. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like,
yeah.
He just was at this dinner party and all of these great things came his way. And, you know, he had been doctoring for a while, but not a long while. And people were like, he's pretty good at his job. Medicine a long time ago was very easy.
Dr. Know-All. That's fun.
Well, David, that is all the stories I prepared for you. I thought they would have gone longer than the time that we have done, but I feel that this is the perfect ending to our two tales today.
Yeah, no, that was great. A nice little almost couple bite-sized little tales there.
Amuse-bouches, I believe is what they're Well, funny enough, though, I can see that the gardeners are about to start trimming our amuse-bouches, so I need to say goodbye to you before we start hearing loud noises. If you would like to tell us some tales or have something you'd like to share with us, please reach out to our email address.
Oh, yeah,
that email address is thestorytimepod@gmail.com.
Mm-hmm. You can also leave little comments under any of the episodes on Spotify specifically. I know that we post episodes to other places than Spotify, but on Spotify you can leave little comments and things. I think you can also leave comments on like Apple, but not for specific episodes, I think.
Sure, just comments in general.
Wherever you can. Just write, comment on our show. Anywhere on the internet you see a comment box.
If you would, I would, yep, uh-huh. Or you could mark it on trees, the sidewalk. Just take pictures so we have proof of it. Thank you very much. Take care of yourselves. Drink water.
Drink some water.
Don't forget to get 8 hours of sleep.
Don't get COVID if you can avoid it.
Don't get COVID. And that brings us to the one that does not have COVID. Scientifically true. Well, that's David Miller.
And the one that, defying all medical knowledge, consistently has only COVID. That's Michael Santo.
I can't taste right now, but I am happy all of you are here. Thanks for joining us, and we'll see all you kids and cats next time.
Okay, bye.
That's our show. Thanks for coming round. Don't be sad, no need to frown. We'll have more stories, don't throw a fit. Goodbye, one and all, and we'll see you in a bit.
The Fisher. I'm gonna have a sip of water. Join me, thank you. Ching ching.